Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. A supplemental bill has been approved in the House, but in the Senate, there will be no vote on President Trump's push for $2,000 COVID-19 relief checks. Majority Leader Mitch McConnell will not allow it.
Here's the deal. The Senate is not going to split apart the three issues that President Trump linked together just because Democrats are afraid to address two of them. The Senate's not going to be bullied into rushing out more borrowed money into the hands of Democrat rich friends who don't need the help.
Supporters of the larger checks are irate, and they want lawmakers to take a stand.
All that we are asking for is a vote. What is the problem?
Senator Bernie Sanders, and here's Democratic leader Chuck Schumer.
Yes or no? Up or down? Do you support sending $2,000 to the American people or not?
The standoff means the question of larger stimulus checks is off the table. A clash has broken out between factions at the White House over whether to extend an expiring freeze on various temporary work visas. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports that supporters want the moratorium extended in part to tie President-elect Biden's hands on immigration policy.
The debate is over what to do about new guest worker visas for thousands of tech workers, executives, and even some au pairs. Trump signed the original proclamation to limit competition for American workers struggling during the pandemic. The business community has pushed to lift the six-month moratorium, arguing it threatens America's economic interests, while proponents for an extension say the conditions created by the pandemic that warranted the suspension still exist. Advocates for an extension also argue it would complicate President-elect Joe Biden's efforts to ease immigration policy if he were to try lifting the moratorium next year, when many Americans will likely remain out of work because of the pandemic. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
An evangelical Christian musician is staging a massive outreach event on Skid Row in Los Angeles today, even as COVID-19 cases there continue to surge. From member station KPCC in Pasadena, Monica Bushman reports that homeless advocates are staging a car blockade to prevent the gathering.
Sean Foyt has been holding outdoor concerts with hundreds of maskless worshipers in cities around the country to protest government restrictions on religious services during the coronavirus pandemic. Pastor Stephen Q. Jean-Maui of the Church Without Walls on Skid Row is one of the organizers of the blockade. He's concerned the gathering will become a super spreader event.
If you want to come into our community and you say you want to spread the gospel, Jesus never went into a community and left that community decimated.
Foyt has several other events planned for the coming days in Southern California. For NPR News, I'm Monica Bushman in Pasadena.
The Dow closed up 73 points today. The Nasdaq was up 19. This is NPR. Dawn Wells, the actress best known as Marianne on the 1960s sitcom Gilligan's Island, has died of complications related to COVID-19. She was 82 years old. NPR's Anastasia Tsiolkas has details.
Actress Dawn Wells was synonymous with the character of Marianne on Gilligan's Island, the wide-eyed, pigtailed, wholesome girl next door. The show ran for only three seasons, starting in 1964, but it defined Wells as an actress, and it's run for decades in syndication. Wells even named her 2014 self-help book, What Would Marianne Do? Wells started out as a beauty queen. In the early 1960s, she appeared on shows like 77 Sunset Strip and Bonanza. In recent decades, she began producing as well, including a TV movie called Surviving Gilligan's Island. Anastasia Tsiolkas, NPR News, New York.
When Congress meets to certify the Electoral College count, delivering a victory for President-elect Biden, a Missouri Senate Republican says he will object. Senator Josh Hawley issued a statement declaring that some states did not follow their own state election laws. In the House, Alabama Republican Mo Brooks has said he plans to contest the votes on January 6th. Under the rules, any member of the House joined by a senator can contest the electoral votes. The challenge prompts a floor debate followed by a vote in each chamber. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.